Oil has long been big business for certain areas of the country. Two centuries ago, this city was known for oil, although it was much different than what you might think of today. We go there on this American Countryside feature brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
It once was a place known around the world.
It is the capital of the whaling industry. It became the capital after about 1820 when most of the whaling merchants moved from Nantucket to New Bedford. New Bedford had a deeper harbor. It had better connections to transportation systems.
Business-minded Quakers helped New Bedford, Massachusetts become the whaling capital of the world, says Jamie DeSilva.
These men not only owned whaling boats, but they also owned candleworks, they owned banks, they owned insurance companies, and it would be the same men and within the same families. So they were able to kind of just build upon each business entity that they owned and make a lot of money from it.
Today, it may be hard for us to understand just how important whaling was during that era.
It was the whale oil that provided candlelight. Spermaceti candles were the best candles at that point. They were very smoke-free, long-lasting, and were used in many homes. So without whale oil, no one would be able to see.
In the 1820s, whales were relatively numerous and close by. That changed over time.
It started with whales being drifted onshore, and people would take the whale blubber at that point, dry it down. And then they went out a little further on smaller boats. That took a little bit of time, came back. Then they decided to go further out, and eventually whaling voyages could be up to 4 years long.
It took quite a fleet and the right type of men to make a 4-year-long voyage. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in New Bedford, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCrae.